And we're going to get right into the Word of God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. We're going to get right into the Word of God, and we're going to see what the Lord has to say.
Amen.
All right. I want to continue on this morning on sayings. Matthew chapter 12 is where we begin. Jesus said in Mark 11:23, you can have what you say. And so we want to continue on saying. And Jesus said, whosoever. Amen. In Matthew chapter 12, verse 34, we're talking about sayings. And this is what it says. I'm looking to see if they have it on the screen. Sayings. Matthew 12, 34. O generation of vipers. That don't sound good. How can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth good things. An evil man out of the evil treasures bring forth evil things. But this I say unto you, that every idle word that a man shall speak, they shall give an account in the day of judgment. So, to be safe on your sayings, because you speak something different from what the Lord has said, and they become your sayings apart from his, and he said in the day of judgment, you're going to have to give an account of it. So he said, for by your words thou shalt be justified, and by thy word thou shalt be condemned. Saying, the great confession that we have in Scripture, y'all in the house. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth, is that Scripture? If thou shalt do what? Confess with thy mouth what? Listen to what you're saying. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth who? And shall believe in thine heart, thou shalt be saved, justified, made right with God. And when you're made right with God, then you have become who he is, the righteousness of God. You're in the kingdom of God. Now you're a son of God, child of God, daughter of God. And he said to these, your saying will put you over, or they will drown you or destroy you. Saying will cause you to walk in hell, or walk in defeat of sickness. Sayings, God has given us his word. Amen. And therefore, since we have been justified, we have been made right with God, then it's important that we let his saying become what? Our saying. Whatever he says about my health, whatever he says about my life, whatever he says about who I am, then I say that. Paul said, I won't frustrate the grace of God. How do you frustrate the grace of God? By disagreeing with what God has said and doing something against what God has said. Hello? Hello? And when you do, you frustrate the grace of God. But he have given us his word so we can say what he says about us, our situation, our circumstance, or whatever come up in life. Hello? Praise God. Amen. So notice you must let the love of God be the dominant force in your life. If the love of God is not what motivates you, what you are moved by, operate in and through, then what you do become vain, vulnerable, and the enemy have access to you because you've been born of love and the own and all the things of God. I want you to listen to what I'm saying. And all, not some of the things, all the things of God operate by love. Faith worketh by love. All right? So you must let the love of God become that dominant force in your life. Romans, and this is why you can do it. Romans 5:5 says, for hope maketh not ashamed. This is Romans 5:5. Am I going too fast? And hope, who? Hope maketh not ashamed. Why? Because the love of God is what? Shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. The love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. And the Bible tells us that God is what? Love. Amen. In Ephesians 5:1, reading from the Amplified, Ephesians 5:1-2, listen to this. Therefore, see, said, since the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us, therefore be imitators of God, copy him and follow his example. Amen. For God so loved the world, he gave. Huh? For in due time, when we was dead without sin, Christ died for us. Huh? Copy God, follow his example, as well beloved children imitate their father. And walk in love, esteeming and delighting in one another, as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a slain offering and sacrifice to God for you, so that it became a sweet fragrant sayings. See, love gave you and me everything. How do we get these things to operate? They must be deposited in our spirits, our hearts.